When you think about the stereotypical drinks ordered by women in pop culture, certain cocktails come to mind. Fruity daiquiris, maybe a piña colada, and of course, the pink drink that was popular on the HBO series Sex and the City, the Cosmopolitan. Whiskey isn't usually included on that list, but a group of women in Charlotte is out to prove it's not a man's world when it comes to the liquor. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has this story.
Once a month, a group of women gather, not just to talk and swap drink recipes, although there's plenty of that, but to get to know a liquor that at times feels off limits to female drinkers.
We really wanted to, you know, do something where women could learn about whiskey and about a spirit that's been around for a really long time and, you know, make that part of their identity too, and that it doesn't just have to be about men.
That's Amanda Fisher. She's one of the founding members of the Whiskey Women of Charlotte. The group meets at different bars and restaurants around Charlotte to discuss the history of a particular whiskey cocktail. On average, 20 women attend. The location this time is the Custom Shop in Elizabeth, and the drink is a favorite of Mad Men's Don Draper.
Can I get an old fashioned?
Fisher says she's analyzed every way Don Draper has concocted her favorite whiskey drink.
He does add in the cherry and the orange and a little spritz of the carbonated water. So that's not the way that I drink it, but it's definitely the way a lot of people love it. And that's totally okay too, because that version became popular kind of during and after Prohibition and stuck around. So we still see it today.
That's one reason why this group exists, to learn the story behind a particular cocktail in the hopes of making whiskey less intimidating to order. Fisher, along with the two other founders of the group, vet each bar before deciding to bring the group to that location. There has to be knowledgeable staff. And Custom Shop's Chip Townsend is up for the task of explaining the evolution of the old fashioned. He starts by making one of the original versions of the drink from the early 1800s, which includes rye, bitters, a splash of water, sugar, with a lemon twist.
Depends on who you ask. I actually do ask if people order an old-fashioned. I ask which camp they're in, because I don't want to make them something they don't want.
After the drink is made, he passes it off to a lucky lady. Then it's on to make one from the 1860s, another from the post-Prohibition era, to what the modern old-fashioned looks like.
We got plenty more bourbon here to go through. Cheers, everybody.
For one attendee, Amy Courier, this educational component is appealing, but her main reason for coming to these monthly drink-ups is more personal.
One of my friends is like, you drink whiskey. That's a man thing to do. I wish I could do that. I'm like, why can't you do that? It's enjoyable. It, you know, in today's world, it is crazy to think there is a stigma like that.
The ladies are having such a great time. They actually attract the attention of a male patron who's intrigued by all the conversation and drinks.
I just saw that, like whiskey women.
That's pretty much.
So what, do you have like special cocktails for the night or?
They're more than happy to share some information on the history of the drink, but quickly return back to the conversations they were having with their fellow whiskey drinkers. This is the Whiskey Women of Charlotte, after all. The next drink up is scheduled for Thursday. This time they'll focus on punch drinks and the role whiskey played in their evolution. Plus, there will be good conversation and female camaraderie that comes with enjoying a particular liquor that's been stereotypically part of a boys' club for far too long. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.
Cheers. Cheers.